Understanding the dynamics behind your addiction is one thing. Actually making the emotional connection to discharge the need for it is another story. Your addiction is not insurmountable. It is not overwhelming. If it continues to appear that way to you, it is because deep in your heart you do not see yourself as able to release the addiction, even if you understand why you are drawn to it. If your addiction lingers, ask yourself if you really want to release it, because in your heart you do not. Until you fill in the inadequacies within you, you will always have your addiction. In order to release your addiction, it is necessary to enter your inadequacies, to recognize that they are real, and to bring them into the light of consciousness to heal. It is necessary to look deeply into the parts of yourself that have such power to you, to look clearly at how deep they are within you, and to see them as honestly as you can. It may be that your addiction has provided you one of the few genuine pleasures of your life. What is more important to you, your wholeness and your freedom, or the pleasures that you get from satisfying your addiction? When you understand that your addiction results from an inadequacy, the question becomes how you will respond to your inadequacy. By reaching for another drink or another sexual encounter, or by reaching inward for those things that fill the hole. Move into how strong the power of your addiction is, into how deeply you feel its attraction, and ask yourself if the time is really right for you to release this form of learning. That is for you to ask and answer. You may hear the guidance of your non-physical guides and teachers, and feel that it offers you a path of higher wisdom, but at the same moment, realize that you are not ready to take that path. You might decide that this is not the right time, that you are not yet strong enough to live a certain way. You might indeed have to face that. Ultimately, you will take the higher path, but if you wish to put the journey off for a day, or a week, or seven lifetimes, that is sufficient. Your teachers see from a perspective that does not include time. It is the depth of wisdom for you to know that you will eventually take the path of consciousness. If that is the path that you will eventually take, why wait? Yet there are times when there is wisdom in waiting as the rest of you prepares for the journey. There is no shame in this decision.